This is the BBC.
Mabel.
Is he singing to my cat?
Mabel.
Yeah, there's a pop star called Mabel. Do you not know that?
Oh yeah, I did.
But does she know that there's a cat called Mabel?
Mabel. Can you try and play that to Mabel and see if she likes it?
Yeah, sure, I will.
I like that voice that he has. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Greg James. That is Chris Smith with the news.
Owner of Mabel the Cat.
Producing this week's podcast is Gracie Knobnobs.
Hello.
And editing the podcast is... Anne Danbury!
Hello! Hello.
Hey. Yeah. No Liam this week. Oh. He's fallen by the wayside on the hard shoulder of the radio industry.
No fruity bits.
But we're going to have a fake science fact from Anne Danbury.
I felt like we were running out of fruits anyway, really. Yeah.
We're going to have a... Word of the week from Yulia. We're going to have the birthdays. We're going to have all your emails. We're going to have loads of other stuff. Are we going to have a Dr. Tiny Science Fact?
No.
Because we've axed it.
Well, she sort of axed us.
We're all going to have a game of T20 as well. And on this week's show, it was an absolute master blaster of a radio broadcast this week.
It was a hoot, wasn't it? It was for five hoots in a row.
Big.
Starting with Monday hoot and ending with Friday hoot.
Just hooting all week.
Not so hooty on Friday because of the chart.
It was like the Jules Holland hoot nanny.
But Monday to Thursday were four good, solid hoots.
We have... guests in the form of Foo Fighters, Niall Horan. Those are the guests. What's My Age Again happened? Wrong'uns. We were very much in love with Harry Styles' pronunciation and diction. And we did a sarcasm test. And that's kind of it. But we'll start with, I think, the big one from this week. And of course, that is none other than Niall Horan. Or Horan. Niall Horan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Gregory James.
This is exciting. I'm very excited to see you.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm feeling, and I feel like you are as well, I'm feeling cheeky because we've got something that's been brewing for a little while that we're going to unleash on the world.
Yeah, we did an interview a while ago, a very in-depth interview.
But not like you'd normally imagine.
No.
We'll get to that in a second. Anyway, so you're all good. You're jetting around the world. Things are going really well for you over in America. I mean, globally, you are a global superstar. New single.
Yes.
Going well.
Yeah, it's going good so far. Pretty happy with it.
I imagine on your phone that you have a load of your songs just on a playlist.
I do.
Do they ever accidentally appear or come on when you are trying to set the mood for, how do we put it, entertaining somebody? has Slow Hands ever come on when you are sort of starting to move your slow hands? Is what I'm asking.
No, actually.
No.
Has it come on when you've been...
That's the reason I'm bringing it up, because yes, it has.
Yeah, okay, go on.
It's actually great. It sets the mood perfectly. It's not the one you need to jump out and change. You leave it.
Yeah, people have said that. It would be weird if it was me and I started playing, then it would be really strange. I would more than likely turn it off.
I can't say the same for This Town, which sort of, it kills the mood a little bit. It's just a bit sad. Right. It just felt a bit, I was like, oh, this is a bit, need to pick it up a little bit.
All right, so you would turn that one off? I'd have done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would and have.
Well, you know what, thank you. Thank you for your honesty as always, Greg.
Got to be honest with
honestly,
you.
Honestly, yeah. Scott Mills is a much better show.
Okay, let's talk about this thing that we did. Yeah. So you were the guinea pig in a brand new thing on the show, which is called Greg James's Unreal Lives. And the idea is that it's a sit-down interview. Mm-hmm. It looks a little bit like Piers Morgan's Life Stories.
Yeah.
And the idea is it's a serious interview. I'm wearing a suit. It's all very somber looking.
Yeah.
But the only difference is none of it's real. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know anything that was going to happen.
No. But in hindsight now, I wish I had worn a suit too.
Oh, you wanted to wear it? Yeah. Left out.
Yeah, if I left out.
Dressed down. But the idea is that the pop star that we invite on, in this case you, has no idea what I'm about to speak to them about.
Okay.
And the only rule is that you have to just go along with everything.
Indeed.
And you genuinely didn't know anything beforehand.
I didn't have an absolute... All I knew it was called Greg James's Unreal Lives, and it was set up like, as you said, Piers Morgan's Life Stories.
And how were you feeling when the first question came up?
it was kind of the first question was quite normal and then it developed into something strange. I don't think I've ever been so stressed in my entire life.
Good.
Having to come up with answers that quick, thinking while you're still asking me the question of what I'm going to say, was quite difficult. We did it for about 20-25 minutes and we've had to edit it down.
It's called Greg James's Unreal Lives with Niall Horan and it's on the BBC iPlayer. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to go through a few bits because you might not remember, we did it a little while ago.
Yeah.
So we started off by pretending that you had risen to fame on a kids' TV show called Get My Child Onto Stage.
It was the way you said it on the day as well. Get My Child Onto Stage.
And your special talent on this talent show was that you were great at doing bird noises.
Oh, yeah.
And so you had to just go along with this and you did really well.
And what was that bird?
That was the low-flying eagle from the south of France.
I'm just fascinated. Can you translate some stuff into bird for me? Right. Now, the judges were particularly impressed by your chaffinch noise as well. Can you do a bit of that for us? So we've got the eagle and the... Ooh, ooh. So that's the chaffinch.
Mm.
What did you say just then?
Huh?
What was it?
Large latte.
You were going for it. So all this nonsense was being asked of you and you just went for it.
Yeah.
And I feel like... I really enjoyed it.
I had a great time. It was the best day I've had in a while.
And then we talked about the thing that happens when you get nervous.
Obviously, it's a traumatic time being six anyway. The whole world is against you.
Mm.
You feel like that anyway. And then when I get nervous, I do tend to urinate all over myself.
I don't know where some of this was coming out of.
I'm so pleased that you went for it.
Yeah, and trying to keep it clean for the BBC.
Yeah.
To try and keep it clean, it was tough. Thinking on the spot is something that I never thought I was good at. But
you were, I
think we did a good job.
Genuinely really good at it. And also, what I quite like about it is that you will have had thousands and thousands of interviews in your career.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them would have been similar.
Yeah.
And you have to churn out the same answers. And what's great is that I've never heard these answers before. Because they're complete lies.
Yeah.
One of the main bits was that I decided that your name, Niall Horan, wasn't quite good enough. So we needed to pretend that you had a real name that you changed it from.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favourite bits that you came up with.
Now, Niall, not many people know that Niall Horan isn't actually your real name. You changed it because at school you got teased a lot because your name was actually much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us your real, full, long, double-barrelled name?
Rumpelstiltskin Johnson & Johnson James.
So Rumpelstiltskin,
oh my God.
Johnson & Johnson James.
The best part was when you asked me what my nicknames were. Have you got that?
I certainly have.
They used to call me Baby Wipes. just Baby Wipe was the one I used to get a lot.
Mm.
Chaffinch Boy and...
There's a hangover from the...
Yeah, Chaffinch Boy and Baby Wipes, you know, there'd be a lot of cleaning up messes.
So then we asked about the real name of One Direction. Do you remember?
Yeah. Black Shadows.
The Black Shadows. And it was great to talk about your bandmates because we had different names, obviously. So
yeah.
We had people like, you know, Stephen,
John and William.
William, they were all doing various jobs.
Now, the band split up soon after the album was released.
Mm.
Do you still see the lads?
No.
No, the Black Shadows are no more.
No, yeah. One of them is, I think one of them's a Tyler now.
One of them's a Tyler. And I think you said that one of the others was a lifeguard in Basingstoke and all sorts.
Yeah.
It's amazing where your mind can go when you're just free-falling.
Yeah, William, who was Harry, is a physics teacher.
You kind of believe it.
He's doing well. Listen, he likes it.
And then for the pièce de résistance, we decided to crack out the guitar. So it was... It was my fandom of the band The Black Shadows, which I imagine all your fans listening now will probably go and create fan accounts for The Black Shadows
hold
backstories and, you know, fan fiction and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So here's what we did next.
You had quite an interesting style of music. Wasn't hugely commercially successful, apart from there was that one song which I loved, the one that was Custard... What was it called? Custard something...
Peanut Custard Jelly Time?
Peanut Custard Jelly Time, that's the one.
So picture the scene. Niall has just come up with this song title off the top of his head, under pressure, and then I give him a guitar, and he has to then just start singing. And I have to join in. None of it is planned, none of it is rehearsed, and let's see how he does.
Then I can do a bit of the verse if you want to, and then you take the chorus.
Okay.
Or do it, whatever. Okay, so. So this is peanut butter custard time.
Yeah.
And when I woke up in the morning, all I was is yawning. I just wanted custard. Next line with you.
Standing in my kitchen, just thinking about custard and pie.
Mama came in and she said, "Where's all the jelly gone?"
And I said, "Mother, peanut butter custard jelly time.
Jelly time.
Jelly time. Jelly time.
Well, that was it was a joy to do.
You were
fun because when we were thinking of the idea, we were like, are people going to go for this? And you really did. So thank you.
It was a good laugh.
It was great.
Enjoy, people.
Greg James.
Good. Well, let's crack on with this week's emails. And do we have maybe a friendly foreigner?
We did have a couple of people that have emailed for friendly foreigners, actually. I'll get Grace to...
And did we have a guest coming in, I heard?
Well,
a guest just walked in.
We have another guest.
Come to the microphone.
Come here.
Literally just walking in live. Who's reveal yourself.
Hi, I'm Ina from Argentina.
It's Ina with a lovely voice from Argentina.
Oh my God, it's Ina from Argentina.
I didn't know you were coming in this week.
Are you here now? We weren't expecting you today. This is amazing.
We haven't
got the fanfare ready or anything.
Nothing, no, right.
I'm sorry.
Proper podcast, an actual podcast legend, Ina from Argentina.
Thank you for calling me a legend.
You are a legend.
I'm a legend.
I'm honored. I'm sorry for just bursting in.
No, but burst closer to the microphone as well.
Burst right up to there. Now stop bursting. Right.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well.
Chris Smith with the news.
Here I am.
And Danbury there. Look to your
Hello.
Right.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Gracie Knob Knobs over there.
Hello.
Ah. Grace, we haven't talked about your nickname, have we? This is a really great new nickname.
No.
Ina, excuse us while we just do a bit of housekeeping. But
I really don't know how to respond to it, actually. When you first said it, I was like, oh,
well, let's
go.
Let's talk about where the name originated from, first of all.
Do you really want the full story?
I want the full story.
Okay. It was when I used to work on a different radio station.
Who was the presenter?
And I worked with a presenter called Matt Allwright.
Yep.
And I used to basically drive his desk, which means press all of his buttons so that when all the fancy music and things were playing out, that was me controlling it and I was pressing all the buttons. And he sat next to me. And as I sat next to him controlling the knobs, he used to call me Gracie Knob Knobs.
Which is a great name.
That's a good name, isn't it?
I know Matt Allwright quite well. He's a lovely man.
That's not the reason I would have thought that nickname came about.
No, that's why I wanted to clear it up.
Yeah.
But we do want to keep
going. So glad that we did.
But Gracie Knob Knobs is here to stay, hopefully.
Great.
which is really excellent news. Ina, let's talk about you. What's happened? Why are you here? How are you here? What's going on in your world?
I'm just visiting.
Okay.
I just finished college and I decided to travel to Europe before going back to the real world.
You know, Europe is in, I mean, politically at the moment, we are kind of not really in anywhere, but Europe is very much in the world. So.
But don't I see from Twitter that you were getting on a plane in Argentina like 24 hours ago or something? Did you just get here?
I went to Barcelona first to see my cousins and then to Tenerife to see my other cousin.
Oh, a much travelled Ina. Oh,
someone's doing very well.
In and out of all the countries.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
Yeah. Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We were going to do a friendly foreigner, but I don't need to.
We've got a live friendly foreigner.
You've come all the way.
Yeah.
We'll get you to do some stuff in a minute, if that's all right.
I think we should get Ina to sing a song, because she's sung lots of jingles for us. She did the amazing Christmas Mug on a Dog jingle.
Well, we're going to get you to sing the birthday song today,
if that's okay.
Uh-oh.
But first, let's do the emails, and we should start at... Where do we always start, Ina?
With Julia's email.
Very good. Hello, everyone, says Julia. It's sad that Liam had to go, but it's also great to have Ant back.
Yay!
You should demand to keep them both. Hee hee. Here's the agenda for this week. Ant's fake science fact. Something new, winky.
Smiley. Oh, yeah, you're going to do a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A what?
A new science fact.
Yeah, I don't know. You should put something new and then, you know, the winking emoticon.
Oh, what?
Off of the old days.
Are we going to do something new?
Semicolon, hyphen, close parentheses. Oh. I don't know what. Did we say something last week?
What was it?
I think you said something about the since the science fact is over, you need to come up with something new.
Right, okay. Oh, thank goodness you're here, Ina. Right, okay. friendly foreigner, well done. You know, yep. Tick.
That's sorted.
Tick. Word of the week this week.
Oh, great.
Every week, Julia sends us a German word, and this week it is the German word for autumn, Greg, as it is the first official day of autumn on Friday in Germany.
Julia's Wort der Woche. Julia's Wort of the Week. Herbst.
Oh.
Herbst.
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 Herbst. Herbst.
Autumn.
Julia's Wort der Woche. Julia's Wort of the Week.
What's it like listening to it in stereo in the studio? You know,
it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's
pretty
cool,
I love it every time. She's amazing.
Oh, Julia's she's one of the great one of the greatest creations.
Well, happy Herbst. To you, Julia.
Yes.
Herbst. And play T20, says Julia. The score is 3-0 to Greg.
Of course we will.
It's terrible.
Doing really well at that game.
Best wishes from Hanover. Working here this week, Julia.
We might switch it up because it's kind of embarrassing how much I beat you on T20. So yeah. Maybe Inna plays T20 against you, Chris, later.
Oh, okay. That could be good. Yeah. Are you good at throwing stuff?
No.
Brilliant. Yeah, you can play.
All right, let's do birthdays then. And okay. Inna will be singing. Okay. Is a sinner.
Here are this week's birthdays. There you go.
Because, you know, I don't know how you do it because, well, I've never taken singing lessons, like with an actual singing teacher.
Yeah.
Greg can give you a few tips.
I'll give you a few pointers.
It's available.
Oh, please.
Okay, after me. Fa la 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 la. No, this is a serious music lesson. Fa la 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 la. Okay, so
right,
it's more,
no,
in, more in
real... Maybe not. Maybe I'll just go like...
Oh, yeah. Don't singers also do this before a show? They go...
Yee! Wee!
Do they?
Yeah. As adults, that's one of the saddest things about growing up is that you don't ever get to do
wee
much, do you?
You should do it like when you're on the train and it pulls out of the station. Everyone's just like,
wee!
There's not enough weeing in the world, is there?
All right, the vocals are warmed up. Inna, let's do the birthday song.
Kristen, happy birthday, Finn. Happy birthday, Jake and Ruth. Happy birthday, Ellie. Happy birthday, Kristen. Happy birthday, Anne, Ben, Nikki, Tiana, and Nick.
Very good.
That
Very
was amazing.
Strong.
That was
amazing.
Wow. You're really going for it. It's great. We really appreciate the dedication to it.
You do
commitment.
Genuinely have a lovely voice, but you are not going into a career in singing. You are a food scientist.
I am a food scientist.
Yes, tell us about you, Inna. What's going on in the world?
Well,
a food scientist. What have you discovered about it?
It's a very interesting career because it combines two of my greatest passions, you know, food and science.
Oh, yes. I see what you've done there. You've taken one from column A and one from column B.
What are you into, they say, at the university interview? Well, food and science.
Ah, well, we have just the thing for you.
Yes.
It's food science.
Oh, that's got my name written all over it.
It's the perfect match.
Yeah.
And what are your two favourite things in the world?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, well, give us the clean
I was thinking
version.
Maybe Inna could do the Dr. Tiny science fact, but have an Inna science fact to do with food.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Inna's food science fact of the week.
Oh, that's a good one. Hey. That's really good. We'll give you some time to come up with a food science fact and then just hit us with something. And then this time next week, someone would have created a jingle for you, probably. There'll be somebody out there who will create a jingle.
Definitely.
For Inna's Food Science Fact of the Week. And we'll get you to do it every single week. You're signed up forever.
Okay.
Other emails.
Yes.
Podcasted post Sarah, a great friend of the show, was volunteering at a care home this week and showed one of the senior citizens there a photo of the day she came in to visit us on the podcast, right? So she'd explained who you were, and there's a photograph of the three of us, and the senior citizen said, oh, very impressive, you got to meet Greg James. Oh, look, and Tony Blackburn.
You?
Me.
So, you...
I don't look at... Do I look like Tony Blackburn? Don't be silent.
No, I meant no. You don't not look like Tony Blackburn.
Tony Blackburn's like 80.
No.
Inna, do you know who Tony Blackburn is?
I don't.
Okay.
Tony Blackburn is the first voice of Radio 1. He's the voice of Radio 1. He's the first one, isn't
he? That was 1969. Yeah. I wasn't born.
67,
yeah.
That was 1967.
I was getting it wrong on purpose to try and throw us off the scent.
I wasn't born.
You know who would do that? Tony Blackburn. It's you.
Well, I guess it could be worse. Anyway, Liam says hello to you from Shock Radio, Salford University's student radio station.
I told you Liam got a new job.
Oh, there he is.
Editor Liam.
And up in the world.
He's working for Shock Radio now.
Now, Ash was in Starbucks in Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bit of name confusion because they don't like to write your name on the coffee. And he said, it's Ash. And they all started laughing because it sounds like the German word for bottom. Ash. But look, he sent a picture. They've actually written Ash, like Ash Bomber, on his coffee.
And they started laughing at him.
Yeah, so basically like, oh, it's a decaf skinny latte for arse. Alicia writes, I was getting a train this morning and I saw someone with a tote bag which said peace and love and kale, yet another thing I love ruined by the most hipster of all the vegetables.
Kale is disgusting, by the way. Can we just agree that kale is not very nice?
It's not very nice.
What's the point of kale?
What's it for?
You got kale in Argentina?
We don't.
Good.
You know what?
I'm moving to Argentina.
Yeah, and kale and chard are not welcome.
Yeah.
Ben from Nuneaton has a really good suggestion.
And capers.
No, I like capers.
Get out of the podcast.
No.
Exactly the phrase, exactly the noise.
Thanks, Inna, for speaking up for me.
No, I like capers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you go? Me and Inna will do it.
Fine.
Although, don't go, because you will...
No.
You'll really like Ben from Nuneaton's suggestion.
Getting out a box of capers.
No, it's not.
Right, well, you introduce the next couple of bits. I'm just going to go and sit outside for a bit.
Okay. Well, we'll have some more emails in a minute then when Greg stops sulking and has ditched his capers rage and come back in. Inna, you're right?
I'm good.
Yeah, cool. Shall we continue with the podcast then?
Definitely.
Let's have this week's What's My Age Again.
Three people ready to go with an age. All we have to do is ask them questions. And based on the information they give us, we will guess their age. Last week was an absolute shambles.
The shambles were
a complete mess.
No idea who won.
That's a disaster.
You know what, though? It's a bit of fun, isn't it? Doesn't matter who wins.
You say that. Yeah, anyway, it kicked off. Some people care about who wins. It seems after the thousands of messages, including a few slightly...
I care as well. I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I see. Some slightly angry emails that I had to field as well, but it's fine, we'll move on. It's just an entertainment radio show.
You didn't field them, you blamed Grace.
True. Let's move it along with today's What's My Age Again? Best of three, Beth is on line one. Hi, Beth.
Hiya.
Welcome to the show. Chris Smith with the news with the first question. Christopher.
Beth. Beth.
Okay.
Question one. Who shot JR?
Oh, I don't know who it is, but it's... Is it Dallas? I don't know.
Interesting.
In a way, yeah, subtextual way, you're kind of right. We all did.
Beth, what's your favourite font?
Oh, definitely not Times New Roman, that's for sure.
Mm.
Probably, I don't know, you can't go wrong with Arial.
Depends what you write.
Under the sea. Next, Chris.
Wolf, Jet, Trojan, Hunter. Name the TV show.
Literally no idea.
Okay.
Who's making your dinner tonight for you?
I'm actually going out for dinner with my boyfriend.
Mm, good.
A nice Japanese restaurant.
Mm, lovely. Oh,
someone's doing extremely well. Mm. Who's your favourite ever Blue Peter presenter, Beth?
I honestly don't remember any of their names.
Not giving us much here, Beth.
Can you describe them?
No, not really. It's quite a long time since I watched Blue Peter.
Okay, well, you've told us everything. All right.
What programme did you first see Anton Deck on? It's conferring there, it feels like.
Good question.
Are you there? Hello? Beth?
Yeah, hi.
You've gone distant there. Hello?
Hi. Sorry, I'm not sure. I think either probably I'm a Celebrity.
Or... okay, fine. All right. Just saying either and then just giving one option. I think either it was I'm a Celebrity...
Or nothing. Or I've never seen them.
Okay, right.
That's hard.
Go on then, this is difficult. I'm going to write my guess down. I'm just going to go for a wild stab here.
Oh no, hang on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm showing it to the independent Grace Judicator, or the Judagracer. Yeah, you got it?
Got it.
All right, okay. What have you said?
18.
I've said 23. Beth, what is your age?
22.
Yes! Oh. Good, straight in there. I went with my gut, I went with my instinct, and it paid off. Let's keep going with Kate, who's on line two. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Welcome to What's My Age Again. I'm going to ask you the first question, and it will be this. What is your current ringtone, please, on your phone? If you could do the noise, that would be great.
Oh, it's Sagala. It's not, yeah, it's just a song. It's not like a tune.
Okay,
it's not a ringtone.
No, but it's a song by Sagala. What's the song?
I can't remember the title. It's one where she's on a beach.
Okay.
The video where she's on a beach.
I mean, this is in no way an insult to Sagala, but they are all variations on a theme. So yeah, they're all similar-ish. Good, but similar. Chris,
Kate, have you ever been offered a cup of tea and gone, "Oh, cup of tea"?
No. No.
When was the last time you got excited about Halloween? Genuinely excited.
Genuinely. About 10 years ago.
Okay, great. Wow. 10 years ago.
Kate, what is Garfield's favourite food?
Oh, lasagna.
Ah, interesting.
Oh, lasagna. Did you ever own a flip phone?
Yes.
Chris?
Have you ever experienced an air raid?
An air raid?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, just got an arrow.
What?
Just got an arrow down. Yeah, in the war.
No.
All right. Oh, you had a flip phone. Grandma. What is a doodle pug?
I think I just had an out-of-body experience. Right. Three good questions from me, two good ones from you, and a really, strange but excellent question from Chris. I'm going to say...
Well, if she said yes, though, that would have cracked the case wide open.
Really would have done. I'm going to say... that age. Okay. I've shown my age. I'm going to say 29. Chris, what are you saying?
22.
Kate, what is your age?
I am 31.
Which means I win the game!
Thrash me!
Yes!
Thrash me!
Thank you, Kate!
Thank you!
Oh, Chris Smith with the news. No question today. No stewards needed for the inquiry.
Miles out.
Yes.
What a beautiful sounding 31-year-old.
It was the Halloween. It was the flip phone.
The air raid?
Not that so much.
Right.
Christmas with the news. I thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bev. Oh, don't be a sore loser. I'm not. Am I being a sore winner?
No, honestly, I'm fine.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Kate. Greg
James. All right. Hey, you're back.
How's it going?
Very good.
Going all right?
Just enjoyed What's My Age Again?
Well, I'm glad you've been having a nice time.
Okay.
Good. I went out and had a caper and anchovy chard and kale salad.
Nice. Ben from Nuneaton has...
my belly hurts.
Ben from Nuneaton has got a great suggestion.
Yes.
You know, on the on What's My Age Again, which you just heard, we used to have the Independent Age Judicator.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
And now
yeah,
we have
Rest
the
in Peace.
Independent Grace... Judigracer.
Judigracer, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we do need adjudicating done, he says we should use Loyal Podcasted in Northern Ireland, Wee Judy. You know, Wee Judy, because she'd be the independent Wee Judicator.
Oh, that's so good.
That's a good one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We should give her. We should give her. No. We'll keep you on. As a, you know, we sort of, we have to pay
but,
you.
But Wee Judy's coming. I think she's coming to visit with Chloe, her sister, in a few weeks' time. So
let's do a game. Let's sort out a game.
Do a game. Yeah, she could be the independent Wee Judicator.
She can be that.
Right.
Yes.
We have heard from Susan in Texas, another friend.
Yee-haw! Well, she's just firing off some emails while sitting on the porch watching the world go by. Texas.
Well, Mr. Bond, we can chase them bad guys in my police car.
Wasn't that your Donald Trump impression?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite impression you do is Donald Trump. Let's hear it again.
Yes, sure, eh, Mr. Bond. We'll chase them bad guys that Ernest Afro Blofeld down the bayou in my speedboat.
It's one of the greatest impressions of Donald Trump I've ever heard.
Anyway,
hi, Susan.
Yeah, hi, Susan.
And yeehaw!
Young Sarah over there in Texas has got a Hatchimal. Do you know what that is? It's kind of like a Furby.
Wasn't this the thing that the kids were freaking out over because it's the thing that you buy and it hatches an animal thing, isn't it? But it's
yeah.
plastic.
Yeah, but then it speaks to you.
Yeah, but there was a faulty batch of them a year ago or something.
Was that?
And kids were just freaking out because these things would be born. They come, it cracks through the egg, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But they were malfunctioning and like an arm would just crack through the egg and kids were going, it's horrible.
Hey, that's farming.
This really lovely thing, which it's like, we're going to teach you how to look after animals. So here's an animal, and you look after it and keep it warm and safe. And suddenly it just malfunctions, just goes, Hatchimal. So some of them were recalled, actually.
Okay. Well, Sarah's Hatchimal looks normal.
All right.
But she's been teaching it the theme tune to your panpipes game.
So this is my Hatchimal. And I can teach him to say words. So let's hear this, okay. So here's some songs and pen pipes.
Ridiculous.
That's amazing, right?
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's why people were throwing them out the window and sort of just smashing them with hammers and stuff.
But don't do that.
The Hatchimals are coming to get us.
Some travellers were late for their travelling shout-outs last week. So quickly, hello to Natalia in Corfu, Sam and Beth, who honeymooned in Florida, Charlotte in Vietnam, Harriet in Sri Lanka, Hannah from the Balkans, and Hannah and Andy, who went to Paris and found a hostel called Peace and Love Hostel. Hello, Jane and Louise, who are going to be listening while doing the Discover Adventure London Walking Marathon this weekend.
That sounds boring.
For charity.
Which is great.
And two of our faves, Debbie from the Netherlands, who came to visit and brought stroopwafels, which I can't pronounce, and Cara McNamara, met up for a day of podcasted chat and peace enough because they met through the podcast.
Oh, how lovely.
Look, they've sent us a photo of them
having
their day out together.
Oh, how lovely.
There they are.
That's great.
They played Scrabble.
I'm actually meeting Debbie.
You're later. Meeting Debbie as well?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Wowzers.
From the Netherlands.
Yeah, she's coming here. And also other podcasters. We're meeting on Saturday.
Well, no, whoa. No way.
Doing a podcasted meetup.
Oh, how great. Will you tweet loads of pictures so we can do a live tweet cast of it? What are you all doing? What's the plan?
I don't know.
What are you doing on the weekend?
Well, nothing much. If you'd done it on a weekday, you could have all come in here and like had a podcasted meetup like on the podcast.
This is amazing. How many podcasters are going to be there?
I think there's going to be five of us.
Great.
I don't remember, but we have a little like group chat, and I mentioned that I was going to come here, and they were like, oh, let's just meet.
Oh, this is amazing.
So awesome.
Well, let us know how it all goes. And if we're around on Saturday, I don't know where you're going to be on Saturday, Chris.
Neither do I. I don't think I'm anyone in particular.
Well, maybe we'll come
maybe
down and
we'll
surprise
we'll
you.
Pop down and say hello.
We might turn up in disguise and then serve you some drinks and go, it's us. Although it would be ridiculous.
You've just been pranked. Look, it's me in prosthetic makeup.
Oh, you're doing Antec.
I'm doing Antec, right. Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And send us lots of pictures if we don't make it.
All right.
That's all the emails done for now.
Yes.
That's all the bits and bobs. If you'd like to be featured next week, then it's podcasted@bbc.co.uk or you can tweet @podcasted on Twitter. Right, let's move on with the show. And next, I don't have my list anymore because I give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, you're the host now. Oh, no, you go for it. No. Introduce the next item.
It's the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, why not? From Foo Fighters, it's Dave and Pat. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at the show last night and I was slightly concerned. I had an amazing time, obviously, but I was slightly concerned because you came on stage and you went, "We've been talking about our album for so long. We love music, blah, blah, blah. Music's great music. We just want to play."
That's true.
And I was sitting there going, "I'm really excited for this gig, but also I've got to interview them tomorrow."
Oh, right.
So you're happy to be here?
We could talk sports.
So whatever you like.
We could talk food, recipes.
What's your go-to recipe?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Really? What, for a main course?
I don't know how to cook. I just know how to bake.
He's a baker.
So you're feeling good today. You're not. Are you a little bit hungover? You're okay?
I'm not hungover.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What makes you say that?
Well, because you're Foo Fighters. You did an amazing show last night. It was like a late one. It was past the curfew.
It was a little past curfew, yeah.
It was half an hour past the curfew.
Very unusual for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Do you have to stump up? Is there a man at the end that goes, "Excuse me, you're 30 minutes over the curfew. That'll be..."
I've got a clock on the side of the stage, so I can see how long we've been playing. And so I just kind of stare at the clock in between every song, like, okay, I could probably give another 40 minutes. And then you get 40 minutes later, you're like, "I think I got 20 more." And then you see the 20 more, you're like, "All right, just two more songs." You know, you keep going.
Oh, it was great. And there was sort of a request segment as well. And then your voice sort of went at the end, but sort of didn't go at the end. And you shouted out during the actual show the following thing. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen because I didn't lose my voice.
No, it's all fine.
That's right.
Fine. We're going to speak to somebody now who's got in touch with me today, who was at the gig last night and had the most extraordinary time. But it feels like he might need a bit of Dr. Grohl. His voice is slightly on the wonk, and he's back at work today.
Got it.
Ollie, how's the voice holding up?
It's as you can tell, it's pretty bad.
Sound good, Ollie.
You're on with Pat and Dave.
Hey, Ollie, how you doing, man?
Hey.
I think he owes us a drink.
Yeah, man.
I was about to say, because we lost the bet, so thousands of people owe you guys a beer now.
Okay, so at what point do you think you lost your voice? Did it feel good and then you woke up this morning and you had nothing?
First song, man. I'll stick around. First song.
Oh, I like that. Wow. I like Ollie. He's a good one.
Where are you now, Ollie? What have you gone back to today in real life?
Well, I'm currently still on the way home.
You're still on your way home.
Still on the way home.
Hold on a second. I don't know if I'm going to blame this voice thing on my band. I think he's been out all night doing something he shouldn't have been doing.
This is your fault, Dave, bro.
I don't know about that, Ollie.
What happened in the hours after the gig until now?
I drank a lot of tea to try help. And
tea?
Tea
with drinks. Vodka?
Is this my target demographic? What is that?
I drank a lot of tea on the train home.
Had a bit of tea, some honey.
Let me tell you, here's a couple tips. If you feel like your throat is sore, a little bit of salt water, warm salt water, you can gargle that. Another one, vinegar, a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of warm water, mix that up, you can gargle that. Hot, like a toddy, like with some whiskey, whiskey, a little bit of, also ibuprofen sometimes works too. It reduces the swelling and stuff. I'm telling you, I know what I'm doing here.
This is great. This has turned from a music chat into a sort of lifestyle chat.
You know, like if you're going to scream for 3 hours a night, you got to know what you're doing.
This is nice. A cooking and lifestyle baking show with Pat and Dave. This is quite exciting.
Right. Yeah.
Ollie, thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for talking to you.
Bye, Ollie.
See ya. Now, you mentioned last night that there were a load of people who'd be at work today. Back sort of slightly sad that it's all over. Mm-hmm. We're going to speak to Meg. She was right at the front last night. She tweeted me a picture of herself right under your nose, essentially.
Right on.
So let's have a chat to her.
Hello.
Hi, Meg. You're on with Pat and Dave.
Hi, Meg. Thank you for last night. I had an absolutely amazing time and I lost my voice. So I do think that I am owed a drink, but I'm not going to hold you to that.
Meg, did you think at any moment that any of the band looked directly at you? Because when you're that close to a band, you sort of think, oh my God, he's looking right at me.
I'd like to think that Dave did look right into my eyes, but
and did you, Dave?
Didn't.
Well, you know, I got to be honest. One of the things that I love to do when you see me running around from side to side is to make direct eye contact with people, whether it's in the front, all the people towards the front. We shared at least a couple solos, but then it's really funny. There was some woman that was like kind of way up in the top rows, and she had on this sort of like mirrored disco jacket, and she was just kind of like dancing like this the whole show. And so at one point I pointed at her and I started dancing with her. She pointed at me. So we were dancing with each other, but we were like 200 yards apart.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
Yeah. Meg, thank you so much.
Thanks, Meg.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. So the album Concrete and Gold came out on Friday, 9th album. It looks set to be number one this Friday as well, which is really exciting.
There you go.
Pat and Dave, I could talk to you for another hour, but thank you so much for your time. And
Sounds like you lost your voice.
Well, I was there last night. I loved it. I loved the show last night.
Are you going through puberty?
Yeah, I have.
He does look.
It's this week.
He's like a little boy.
Will you sign my school report?
Sure.
Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll see you soon. Thanks a lot.
I just forgot we got a postcard, look. From Lanzarote.
Oh, I'd like Inna to read it out, please.
Okay, there you go.
It says, "Hi, Greg, Chris, Ian, Grace, Liam, and all the podcasters."
Oh, there's been a few personnel changes there. So, yeah, you're not going to get a bit annoyed about that, are you?
Yes, outrageous.
Okay.
Replace Liam for Ant.
There's been some sacking since then. Carry on.
All right, and Ant. enjoying a relaxing holiday in Lanzarote. Not quite Bali, but hey, hope you're all well. Peace and love from Ross from, what's this?
Fife.
The
Kingdom of Fife.
The podcaster who brought in homemade chocolate brownies.
Oh, yeah.
They were good.
They were wonderful.
They were the shiznit.
What's happening with that? What's this lolly? And Ross, we hope you're having a nice time. Thank you for your correspondence.
This is a chocolate lolly which says, "I heart Ringo."
Who sent that then?
I don't know. Where's
Ross?
It from, Grace?
Did Ross send it?
Did Ross send that with the postcard?
He may have done, or that may have been just sent in on its own.
Well, thank you to whoever sent the "I heart Ringo" chocolate lolly. Grace is desperate to eat it.
No, I'm having a bit of it.
Are you on it as well?
Yeah.
It's been sat on my desk for such a long time.
Just winking at you.
Every day I'm like, oh, I want to eat it.
I'm just going to check for poison.
I think that'd be wise, and then chuck it this way.
Oh, by the way, Ross says, "P.S. My fruit of the week is melon."
Great.
Sneaked it in.
Thanks, Ross. Oh, yeah, Chris, that's an interesting point. What's your fruit of the week?
Kiwi fruit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Inna?
Mango.
Exotic. Mm. Argentinian.
Well, I just had a lot of mango in Tenerife.
And?
One raspberry.
One raspberry a week kind of guy.
Two, more than one's rude.
One raspberry constitutes one of your five raspberries a day.
Grace?
The apple. What's your fruit of the week?
I had a few blackberries.
Nice.
And a couple of blueberries.
Very autumnal, very herbst.
I actually can't get into this. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you pulled the stalk off it.
Stalk's come off it.
Now it's no longer a lolly, it's just a really big chocolate button.
Chocolate disc.
By the way, this is for you.
What is it?
Oh, yeah, is this chocolate for us?
Alfajores bonbon.
Where are they? They're from Argentina.
Yes.
Irresistible tentación de dulce de leche. Oh, dulce de leche.
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that in.
Oh, no problem.
I'm just sitting eating now, aren't we?
This is award-winning stuff, isn't it?
Lovely.
It's like an episode of Sunday Brunch, but with two likeable hosts. All right, well, we're going to finish off eating all this stuff. We'll do T20 at the end of the podcast. It'll be Chris Smith with the news versus Inna with the food science. But first, let's do the sarcasm test, which was great.
This is really funny.
Greg James.
There was an article I read today about computers that are now being taught sarcasm detection. And this really piqued my interest. Because I think this is hard enough for people. And sarcasm is kind of something I rely on a lot. And I'd say people aren't quite sure sometimes how to detect sarcasm. So just before we do the news, I want to give out four statements that I actually said today. And I want to see if you can detect which one is sarcastic. So here's a little test. Listen carefully. Number one. I really like the new Zayn Malik song. Two. I had a really nice meeting with my boss earlier. 3. Grace, who works on the show, has got really nice new hair. And 4, I'm really pleased the X Factor's back on our screens. And those are the 4. Okay, so one of those was sarcastic. 3 of them I meant from the bottom of my heart.
Okay.
What do you reckon? What are you
thinking? Well, it's awkward. It what? Is awkward because Grace is right next to me.
Yeah.
But it's really obvious to me that you don't like her new hair.
Well, what do you think? What's wrong with her hair?
No, I like it. I really like your new hair, Grace.
No, me too. I, that wasn't the right one.
Do you know what? It looks really good.
Oh, no. Now you sound...
What?
Horribly sarcastic.
No, that was sincerity.
No, I really like her new hair.
Yeah, me too. It looks brilliant.
Don't... Stop it! Grace, don't worry. It's fine. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to the nasty man.
I wasn't being nasty. I genuinely like it.
You don't sound like you do.
It looks awesome.
Okay, well, that's not the right one. So, next.
Okay, are you really pleased that X Factor's back on?
Maybe.
Because I am. It feels like Christmas is coming. Yeah. Oh, so you're questioning me now. Mm. You've got a mean face. I think.
What's your answer? What's your answer? Is it the one about, do I like Zayn's song? Did I have a nice meeting with the boss earlier? Do I like Grace's hair?
Yeah.
Or am I pleased the X Factor's back on?
You do like Zayn's song.
Yes.
You did have a good meet with the boss earlier on, although the tone of surprise says it all.
No, I had a really great meeting with Ben earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You obviously like Grace's hair, because who wouldn't? It's on point.
Yeah. Your hair's on point. Okay.
It's on fleek, as we say in the news. I think you are not pleased that X Factor's back on, but I disagree with you.
You are correct?
Yes. That's the news.
And we will respectfully disagree with each other.
Okay.
Let's agree to disagree.
Let's agree to disagree.
Okay, great.
Yeah. But we both like Grace's hair, so that's good.
And I really like your blue jumper.
What's wrong with it?
Okay, good. Wrong'un's time. Then we're going to have a fact, and then we're going to have some T20. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Wrong'un's. Whereabouts in the world are you, Andrew?
I'm in Southampton.
Okay, and you are going to be on Wrong'un's today. You are the Wrong'un's contestant. Now, the prize for you today is that you get 30 seconds to plug your society at the University of Southampton, correct?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So you are, what are you, the president?
I'm the captain of the Southampton...
No! Wait. I'll just talk over you. You are the president of a society, and you will be able to plug that society if you do really well on Wrong'uns today. So are you aware of this game?
I'm aware of it, yes.
You are aware of the game. It's all wrong answers, please, but they have to be sort of related to the question. So, no passes, no repetitions, and no rude answers. You have 60 seconds to give me as many incorrect answers as possible. Andrew, do you understand? Andrew, we'll find out hopefully more about you and your society if you do well at Wrong'un. So let's get on with it. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. What is your name?
Bill.
Who was in the Radio 1 Live Lounge today?
Kings of Leon.
What's the name of this quiz?
Right Ones.
Which month are we in?
August.
What does BBC stand for?
Brilliant Baking Cook-Off.
What's Alan Sugar's catchphrase when he gets rid of someone on The Apprentice?
Goodbye.
The human body is made up of 70% of what?
Hydrogen.
Complete this phrase. Unexpected item in...
The aeroplane.
Who presents the Radio 1 Breakfast Show?
Scott Mills.
Name the three members of Haim.
Dave, Holly and Keith.
Name something you wear on your feet.
Trousers.
Lemonade is made from which fruit?
Pomegranate.
What noise does a sheep make?
Ah!
What is my name?
Philip.
I'm not sure why that's funny, but it just is. Philip.
BBC Radio 1. Greg James.
Producer Chris, a.k.a. Quiztopher. Huh?
Hello, Philip.
Hello there. I thought he did some really good answers today, did Andrew?
Some really good quick thinking.
Really good.
I liked, what is Alan Sugar's catchphrase when he gets rid of someone on The Apprentice? Goodbye.
That needs work, Alan.
Yeah, although more accurate than you're fired, because he hasn't... we know he hasn't actually taken on the person, he can't fire them.
Absolutely.
It's a big quibble.
It is actually, if we were doing nerd alerts on this show still, that would be my number one.
Yeah.
Because he's just a business partner now, isn't it?
Exactly.
Anyway, let's move it along.
I liked Brilliant Baking Cook-Off.
what BBC stands for.
Very good. So that's a sore point as well with it going to Channel 4.
Really knows how to get into our skin, doesn't he? Who's in the Radio 1 Live Lounge today? Kings of Leon. And what is the name of this quiz? Right Ones. That kind of blew my mind for a little bit.
What was the... There was a really... What were the members of Haim?
Oh, yeah, this was amazing. Can you remember?
One was called Keith. That's always one of the go-to names.
Dave and Holly popped into your head for some reason as well. Do you remember
Dave
why?
Holly. I've got no idea. I was just so nervous.
I like that Keith, you said, is one of your go-to names.
Oh, yeah, if anyone's just talking about anyone, just go, oh, yeah, Keith.
It's one of my go-to names. Have you got a go-to name?
Brian.
No. Keith. Okay, Andrew in Southampton. The captain of an unnamed team. Hopefully you get a chance to plug your team when we find out that you get more than 12 incorrect answers on today's wrong one. So let's find out. Has he got the opportunity? Has he got 30 seconds of National Radio 1 airtime to plug his stall at his Freshers Fair in Southampton? How many did he get?
We considered penalising him for who presents the Radio 1 breakfast show, Scott Mills, because he does sometimes.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
but it's not technically his show, so we gave him 14.
Yes, he's done it!
Fantastic.
Fantastic work. So you now have 30 seconds in which to plug your thing, your society. But I'm going to give you I'll give you some special music. I've got a 30 second bit of music. It's actually the Dancing on Ice theme tune. So are you ready to do it?
I'll give it a go, yeah.
Andrew, tell us what team you're the captain of.
I am the captain of the Southampton Pirates, which is the beautiful dodgeball team of Southampton.
Oh, 30 seconds on the dodgeball team. Go for it. Why should we join you?
We are a fantastic dodgeball team. We have excellent socials and we go to tournaments across the UK. Some of our players even actually play nationally. We have their teams for England, Wales, Scotland and Ireland. And we just get to play loads of dodgeball. It's great fun. It's really active sport. And we're fantastic people and everyone has a lot of fun and we really enjoy each other's company.
Where can we find you?
At the Southampton Uni.
At the fair. Lovely. Andrew, That's thank you fair. So much yeah. for being on Wrong'uns today.
Thank you. Bye.
Greg James.
Radio 1. So, Inna, we will come up with some sort of jingle this time next week for you. Somebody will make one because we've had some amazing people do stuff in the past.
Do you want to do like a temporary one?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Do you want to beatbox?
I'll give you the beat, yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're going to beatbox?
Yeah, I'll give you the beat, yeah.
Okay.
Inna from Argentina. She's got a fact about the food and the science. Ciao.
Wow. Thank you.
Next week there'll be a proper jingle, but give us the science fact.
All right. So the texture of ice cream depends on how fast you freeze it. If you freeze it too fast, the crystals are small, the texture is better. If you freeze it too slowly, the texture is worse because the crystals are bigger and you can feel them.
And that was...
Inna from Argentina. That was her fact about the food and the science. Ka-chow.
It's almost like the emoji cat. That's dangerously close to the emoji cat, which is why I don't like it.
But it was amazing.
Thanks.
Well,
I loved it.
You say that. There'll be a proper jingle this time next week for Inna's food science fact of the week.
No need really, but all right.
There you go. Pretty good that, wasn't it, Ant?
It was fantastic. Better than mine.
Oh, no, no. Don't say that. Don't do yourself down. That's very much what we're here for. But go on then, give us your science fact.
The horseshoe bat has such sensitive ears, it can pick up radio signals. And it's often thought they only come out at night because they're listening to Hugh Stevens.
My God, we've missed you.
You really have. Nice to have you back, Ant. Thanks. All right, then, Chris Smith with the news. And Inna, are you ready for a little drop of T20?
Yes, we are.
Well, here we are. A special exhibition match between Chris Smith with the news and Inna from Argentina. An overseas player of the game. If you'd like to come and sit in the performance area, we will toss to see who goes first. A coin, of course. Anything else would be wholly inappropriate. So here we are at the toss, and with the two captains, I will be throwing the tossing the coin up in the air, and it will be either heads or tails. Inna, you will be calling as you're the special guest, so you call the head. Here we go. And it's a head. Would you like to throw the bags first or second?
Second.
Second. You'd like to go second. So Chris Smith with the news will be the first one to set the total of tea bags. The game is very simple. 20 tea bags each. They'll be sitting about 2 metres away from a selection of receptacles. We have 4 mugs, which equate to... How many?
4. The mugs are 6.
Mugs are 6, of course. What's the bowl? 4. Bowl is 4 runs, and the plate is a single. And the highest score so far in the game was last week. That was by Greg James, 23. He got 23 bags in his allotted balls. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Chris Smith with the news. I'd like you to start your innings. Let's go. And the first one is wide and far. And the third one is not much better either. That's terrible. It's really bad. It's not going well at all. He has there got a 4. 4 off the mark with a 4. 4 runs so far. He's about halfway through his innings at the moment. Inna not looking worried in the background at all. Oh, he bounced and hit a single, and that went for 4. It was a missed field, so that's actually 5. So that's a total of 9 at the moment. Missed, and he's got a couple more bags to be thrown. As a single there, quick single taken. That's 10 now. He's got a few more to go. Another single there, 11. And the final bag is missed as well. 11 is the score to beat. We need to get 12, Inna. Do you think you're up for the challenge?
Does it count if they don't stay on the plays?
I did count it, yes. Yeah. It was a misfield. Fine. I think that's fine. So we'll reset the square. And there's going to be a change in the commentary box.
Well, thank you very much, Richie. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And Inna from Argentina, starting off her innings there with a very fine... that's a wonderful 4! A very fine underarm throw, typical South American style. Oh. She's gone as a single. And on 5 already, looking extremely comfortable, not being a native player of the game, of course. Oh, that's gone very wide. That's very wide indeed. Very strange technique there. And another one there, right over to the back of the studio. But she's getting her iron as we settle in for the rest of this innings. It's, of course, a marathon in a very real sense, not a sprint. And she's trying for a 6 here, I think. And, that was very close indeed. Just brushed the handle of the mug on its way down with silky fingers. Beautiful 4. So she's on 9 already, and any more runs will win the game for Argentina. Oh, yes. There's a single. She's done it.
There's one more bag. Oh, what a win. There's so many more. That's it. Game over. Wonderful. A celebratory wee to finish the game. Thank you very much. And Inna, what a win.
That was amazing.
Less Inna, more bloody winner.
Yeah.
Inna the winner.
Yeah, exactly.
Inna chicken dinner.
And also that one. Inna chicken dinner. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. You are the winner. You beat. Oh my God, you got beaten again.
I got thrashed. I suck at teabag throwing.
By a new person, a debutante.
Literally never done it before.
It was just newbie's luck.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast, everybody. Just as a reminder, if you like this podcast, you may or may not like some of the other podcasts on Radio 1. Who am I to say? Grimmy's got one, though. Scott's got one, and so has Matt Edmondson. You can download those from the same place you got these from. And we'll reconvene this time next week with a brand new jingle for Inna's Science Food Fact. Are you going to be able to get us one for next week, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Great. Chris?
Yeah.
Cheers.
No worries.
And you're wonderful.
Why, thank you.
Grace, you're tremendous.
Thank you.
So I think we're all ready to sign off the podcast. We're going to sign off with a big wee.
Oh, big massive wee. Okay. Yeah, fine.
Before we do, you've got one more message, Inna, haven't you?
I do. It's my dad's birthday today, so I want to say happy birthday to him.
What's your dad's name?
Alejandro.
Alejandro. Alejandro. Ale Alejandro.
Happy birthday, Alejandro.
Feliz cumpleaños. Y un abrazo de sus amigos
aquí en Inglaterra.
That is the end of the podcast this week. It is now my duty to sign off in the new traditional way, which is for all of us to wee together. Shall we all wee together?
Yes, yes. Greg.
Then let's wee.
Wee!